Blog Talk Radio.
Begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll
to a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Camino, cumple promesa, luz en tiniebla, mi Dios, así eres tú. Milagroso, abres camino, cumple promesa, luz en tiniebla, mi Dios, así eres tú. Aquí estás.
Aquí estás.
Oh, yeah.
Habrá alguien que pueda adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en fe en este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando.
That is who He is. Glory to God. Shalom, shalom. Welcome. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God for all that are in the chat room and by phone and by Skype and Facebook and whichever way God makes a way that He's able to open doors that seem like the enemy tries to close. As they try to mess with technology, the Lord makes a way. Well, praise God that we can come together and that we can celebrate and worship and thank him for another day, another week, and a weekend ahead. Lord willing, he could come tonight. Hallelujah. He could come anytime. Praise God. It is good to see all of you, brothers and sisters. I enjoy and rejoice in being able to come together with you, my brothers and sisters here at the Lord's Hour, that we've been in this together for a while, and that it's very good. It refreshes me to see my brothers and sisters that come together and that we love one another as Christ loves us. And this is what he's called us to do. And know that we can make it through, brothers and sisters, that he is with us. As everything is changing and everything is happening, the Lord is with us. He's in total control. Do not focus on the things of this world as it falls apart, in the things of this temporary world and governments and religion and all. But look to the Lord, the Eternal One, and that he brings life, and that he brings his life in us, glory to God. Rejoice. Be refreshed. Be strengthened by the presence of Almighty God, our glorious Creator and God and Savior, praise God, and that he lives within us. How exciting to know more and more about the mighty Holy Spirit. As he seems like he's always been the one that seems like nothing, I mean, nobody really talked about, almost like sort of like Rodney Dangerfield, get no respect, but he should get all kind of respect because he is the one who brings life. He is the one who brings God's character and life in power. Praise God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that the Lord showed me today, and there's a song that we will sing and declare what we believe to this world and to the principalities and the fallen ones, what we believe and who we believe in and whose we are because of our faith and our belief and trust and embrace of him, the one who loves us so much that he died for us and that he rose again for us, praise God. What we could not do, God has done. Amen. Well, praise God. I haven't really kept up a lot. I've been busy today. Exciting times for me and Sis Brenda. Tomorrow is our 12th anniversary being together. And as the Lord brought us together for such a time as this to minister and to share the truth of his word and to tell people Jesus is coming, and talk about his resurrection rapture, and talking about the day of redemption, and understand what the Lord is saying through the songs tonight. And that as we celebrate anniversary, we celebrate with Sis Jeanette. She's not here tonight because she is with her son who's getting married. Is there a theme here? Do you hear what the Lord is saying? What is it pointing to? The glorious marriage supper of the Lamb between the bride and our King, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's right before us. He's given us all kinds of wonderful signs and wonderful things happening. Praise God. Oh, it's exciting, brothers and sisters. The other thing is I know there for a while we're hearing people talking about Red Sea moment. Well, you ought to hear how many times I was hearing this week. And then I'm trying to get a hold of one brother I need to share because it just lines up. What the Lord showed me, I don't know if I shared that last week or not, but I'm going to share it again because it's still impressed upon me. And a new thing is that in the scripture today, and I think my devotion, is that God is doing a new thing. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Listen to this one. Hallelujah. As you see the example, as I do believe I was sitting still, and I could see like we was on a great plane, you know, not an airplane, but plane, you know, like a big field or a dirt area, desert. And we were walking. We was all together, the body of Christ, walking and looking and looking and looking for the Lord. And I could see that you could hear. And behind us was darkness in the hordes of hell, the armies of hell of darkness coming behind us, nipping at our back of our, you know, nipping toward the back of us. But there was a mighty fire the mighty Holy Spirit, the restrainer, praise God, the mighty Holy Spirit was like a mighty fire tornado, a big, huge tornado blocking them, keeping them from doing what they really want to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as they was blocking us, we was coming ahead. Oh, hallelujah. Just like sort of like the picture of the Israelite, I mean, of Israelites coming out of Egypt. But there's difference. And as we was walking, there was a great sea in front of us. Oh, here we go again. Oh, no. What's going to happen? Oh, we're going to trust the Lord. And we're going to watch the sea open up and walk on dry ground. No, 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 brothers and sisters. God's doing a new thing. Hallelujah. As we walked toward the sea, we heard the trumpet blow, and we heard Jesus says, come up hither, and we flew away. We don't need the sea to split. We don't need to walk on dry ground to the promised land because we're going to heaven. Hallelujah. This world is not our home. We will fly this time. Hallelujah. As the restrainers holding back the enemy, we fly and go. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what the Lord showed me recently. And a lot of people have had Red Sea type things, but that one I thought was very powerful and encouraging. And then I had another brother share, older gentleman, not really had a lot of, you know, dreams or anything in his life. And he's in there and he's preparing food in the kitchen. And he's just been praying and speaking to the Lord about, you know, what's all going on, Lord. And he sits there and says, a big angel shows up in his kitchen. Hallelujah. A glorious angel, messenger of the Lord. And he says, it is time. It is time to go home to heaven. Well, first he was wondering, is it talking about me or the body of Christ? And he was talking about to share the message to the body of Christ. It is time to come home. So that's all in God's hands of way, but we know it's close for us, sisters. We know it's close. But until then, we are to occupy. We are to serve the Lord. We are to follow in Jesus' footsteps and to serve the Lord God and our Father and seek out his will and purpose led by the Holy Spirit, just like Christ went before us. And then we understand who we are right now in the time we live for such a time as this, because whose we are. And tonight, we'll learn about how we are to live as his children. Amen? Well, praise God. Let's pray and get started. Father, we thank you and honor you tonight. We praise you and honor you with everything that you do and everything of who you are. And we're very grateful for your love most of all, Lord. And with that love, you have boundless mercy. And with that boundless mercy and love, you have amazing, remarkable, eternal grace. Because everything that you do is eternal, Lord. Either it's eternal life or it will be eternal judgment. It's very clear by your word. But we celebrate your eternal life and salvation and life through you, Lord. That everything you make is forever. Everything you do is perfect and righteous and holy. And Lord, praise God. We're very grateful for your love, mercy, and grace to the place where we were and where you have brought us, and that you want all your created children to know that, and that we are here to be a light shining as we come together to encourage one another. We pray that anyone does not know you would come to know you. Stand that this world is falling apart. It's in chaos. It's in a big mess, and they have no answers. The answer coming, they're not going to like. Excuse me. We're very grateful, Lord, that you're the one who gives life. You're the life giver. Help us, Lord. Make it through. Do what you want us to do. And speak what you want us to speak and led by your Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord. I pray you watch over and protect us and guide us in your mighty name and by the shed blood that chose the enemy victory. Victory over everything of his fallen nature and sin. We're very grateful, Lord. And we pray that others understand the answer is not in this world. It is not in an answer in man's way. It's not answered in religion, not in government. It is only answered, not in ourselves. It's you, Lord. You are the only way, the truth and life. You are the will and purpose of Almighty God is how we are to be saved and have eternal life, is to believe, trust, and embrace you, Lord, to grow more and grow and mature as sons and daughters of God and look to you, Lord Jesus, as our example, and that we want to be more like you and that you're making us that way by your mighty Holy Spirit. We thank you for this night. We thank you for all the brothers and sisters in the chat room and by phone in every way to encourage them, renew them, and strengthen them. Know that you are with us, that you'll never leave us forsaken. You have promised that you are coming for us and that we have to hold on to your word and promises to make it through. We thank you, Lord, for that you have brought us and you have raised us up, that we have been born for such a time as this, and get the idea and the scope of that. As we see all that we do, and we have to be encouraging. We have to share that there is hope. There is a way that's greater than anything of man, and definitely of the fallen one. And it's you, Lord Jesus. And that's what we need to share. It's all about you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. This first song, I was trying to look for something about beautiful, but the Lord knows what we need when we need it. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1. Starting with verse 12. This goes with the song. Revelation 1, 12 through 15. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And after turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstand, I saw someone like the Son of God, or Son of Man, it says, dressed in a robe reaching to his feet, and with the golden sash wrapped around his chest. His head and his hair were like wool, were white like wool, glistening white, and his all-seeing eyes were flashing like a fire, a flame of fire, piercing into my being. His feet were like burnished white hot bronze, refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the powerful, like the sound of many waters. This is our Lord. How wonderful. How beautiful he is. Focus on him, risen and glorified. And the flaming fire of and love that comes from his eyes. This is part of this is showing about him as king and judge. But you know it's love toward you when his eyes shine upon you and when his face looks at you. He rejoices over you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Let us worship and focus on him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abandon me.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, you're beautiful.
Yes, Lord.
Your face is all I see. your eyes are on this child. Your grace abounds to me. I want to take your word and shine it all around. But first help me be blessed with love. And when I'm doing well, help me to never seek a crown, for my reward is giving glory to you. Hallelujah. Yes. Humble. Oh, Lord, please light fire that one burn bright and clear. Replace the lamp of my first love that burns with holy fear. I want to take your word and shine it all around. But first help me to treat it low. And when I'm doing well, help me to never seek the crown, for my reward is giving you glory to you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you're beautiful. Yes, he is. Your faith is all I see. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Amen. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. Your grace is all I see. Yes, Lord. So when your eyes are on this child, thank you, Lord. Amen. Shalom, Sis Connie. Welcome. Welcome, sis. Praise God. Bless you, sis. Hallelujah. And everybody else. Hallelujah. This next song, brothers and sisters, the Lord put it upon my heart because the times we're living and people need to know. And the message is, are you ready? Are you ready for such a time as this? Are you ready for eternity? Are you ready to meet your King and your Lord and your God? I pray you're ready to meet him as your Savior and the glorious King and blessed Savior that's coming for us. Because you don't want to meet him as your judging King. You want to meet him as your Savior. To believe and trust and embrace him, the one, the only one that can save you. The only one that can have you ready for when he comes. So listen to this song and see if it fits the times we're living. It's called Are You Ready? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. And hear what the Lord is saying through this song. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory! Oh, yeah! People need to get ready. Glory, Lord. Hallelujah.
Moving down the street, light.
Can you see the light? The light of the world coming.
rivers and drought in the fields of pain tonight.
Birth pain!
Almost time, yes! Did anybody hear me? Did anybody see? Anybody willing to follow me?
Hear your Lord speaking!
Anybody thirsty? Is anybody hungry? Is anybody dying? Is anyone ready?
Ready! Hallelujah, Lord!
I am looking for people who is ready.
Hallelujah!
As I am coming soon. Oh, many people scared. It seems so unfair.
There's a dragon that fills the air. God have mercy.
The name such seems malady. No name does it scream for mercy.
Hear the Lord Jesus.
Does anybody hear me? Does anybody see? Is anybody willing to follow me? Is anybody thirsty? Is anyone hungry? Is anybody dying? Is anyone ready?
Who is ready? Oh, yes!
And I am looking for who is ready.
Hallelujah!
As I am coming soon.
Hallelujah.
I'm building my army now. The music's all around. Ready for victory. Ready for the greatest victory.
Hallelujah, yes!
Who is ready?
Who's ready?
I am looking for who is ready. I am coming soon. Who is ready?
Gotta be ready.
I am looking for who is ready. As I am coming soon, I hear me. Is anybody hearing me?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Did you hear the Lord, what he's saying, in the time we're living and what's going on? And does anybody hear me? Does anybody see? Can you see what's going on? Do you hear what's going on? Do you see this world falling apart? The birth pains happening. The light shining bright. Is anybody willing to follow me? The will of God is to follow Jesus. The will of the Father is to follow the Son. And then the words of what the Lord said in Matthew 11. Is there anybody thirsty? Is anybody hungry? Is anybody dying? There's people dying all over the world. God have mercy. Is anyone ready? Who is ready? Because I'm looking for them. Who is ready? Because I am coming soon. And that's what he's saying to all his created children. His people, there's so many people scared. And it seems so unfair. As a tragedy fills the air.
And we never have ever seen such extreme immorality. It just makes you want to scream for mercy, doesn't it? Very clear by the word what the Lord is saying. That's for all. All is created children. But for us, sons and daughters of the Most High God, that we believe in our Savior Jesus Christ, this is the song for us. Oh, praise God. Oh, we got a different song, brothers and sisters. We got a different song. We have a song that the Lord said, sing until I come. That we make it a praise song, that we make it a prayer. We make it a cry out to God. He hears people cry out from their hearts to him. Oh, and it's perfect way in time. But we are in the times and seasons. That's why it's moved upon us to tell others. And that we see all that's happening as the word of God comes to pass, prophetic things come to pass right in all the news outlets. I've heard it said as a pastor, it would take more faith not to believe these days than it is to believe because all that's happening. So hallelujah, we sing this wonderful song. Even so come, Lord Jesus, we pray and we sing. Thank you, Lord. Glory! Glory to the Lord, glorious King and Savior who's coming. Praise his name forever. Glorious one. Hallelujah. Praising, sing it, brothers and sisters. All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Yes, yes he is. Come back, sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Yes, yes, hallelujah. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come. Lord Jesus, come. Even so come. Lord Jesus, come. Hallelujah. There will be just, all will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Hallelujah. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come. Lord Jesus, come. Hallelujah. Even so come. Lord Jesus, come. What are we doing? So we wait for you. Yes, Lord. God, we wait. You're coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Hallelujah. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church, we'll be ready for you. Every heart longing. even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, brothers and sisters. We're ready. A bride who's made herself ready. How'd she do it? Ourselves? No way. Jesus has made us who we are. It's all about him. The righteousness we have, the white linen we would have at the marriage supper, he gave us. He gave us his righteousness because ours doesn't meet God's standards. It's flawed. It's temporal. We need righteous and eternal, and that's who the Savior is. That's who our God is. That's who our Savior is. And now as believers, we are to walk the path that Jesus walked. That we are to walk in this world and be a witness in the light as long as God wants us to. That people need to hear the truth, the good news of salvation and life through Jesus Christ, and understand there is a God that loves them so much that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's the greatest news there is going. There is no other that's greater. You need to be ready for eternity. The Lord is saying, are you ready? The only way to be ready is through him. Praise God. All right, well, glory to God that we get in to this message of knowing who we are. We as born-again believers, thank God, because of our faith in Jesus, and that the Holy Spirit has revealed to us the Father's will and purpose through his Son. And to know his Son personally and have a real relationship with him. That's what makes born-again believers different than all other people. Many people know Christ from a human point of view, but they haven't gone far enough. They ain't humbled themselves. Usually it's caught up in pride and works and traditions and things of the flesh that you would do because that's all you know. You have to come to the place, the end of yourself, and know that you don't have answers. The world doesn't have answers. Religion doesn't have answers. Only God has answers. And everybody has to get there one time or another. It's all God's way and time, but it has to be faith alone in his Son and born again by his Spirit. I know that for sure. That's what the Lord has said clearly. And then you're ready. You're ready for him to come, but even more than that, brothers and sisters, you're ready for all eternity because you're saved and you have God's life in you by his Holy Spirit, eternal life, because that's who our God is. He is a living, everlasting, mighty one, and that's what he shares with us because of our faith and trust in his Son. As I've said before, and I want you to be encouraged, do you know how special you are? You don't reject him. You believe in him. You trust him. You're very blessed in favor of the Father because of your trust and belief in his Son and want a relationship with him. And that you know that man's way does not meet the standard. It has to be God's way and only his way. And in it, for us to even do it, we are to depend and abide in Jesus Christ. You really don't live in this life. You might be living and breathing and living, but you don't really live and know what life is all about without Christ. What the God and creator of this world and each and every one of us really intended for us. And he gives through his Son. Praise his name forever. Shalom, brothers and sisters. grace, mercy, and love flowing from our Heavenly Father through His Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit to those who love Him. Like a mighty water, living water flowing, like a fountain flowing. I saw a picture someone had as Jesus' hands were over a person, and the water was pouring out from His hands and over to the person. And they were being changed. They were being strengthened and refreshed by the living water, a fountain that never dries up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So from last week, we understand and know, praise God, who we truly are right now because of whose we are. Amen? We are God's children. We have been bought with a high, very high price, the price of God's own life and blood through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Not only did He forgive you and save you, you have been made part. You have been made part of the family. Amen? Let's look. Ephesians 2, 10 through 19. Glory to the Lord. His word is truth. And His word is for you, and His promises are to you. For we are His workmanship, His own master work. A work of art. See what God thinks about you? He created in Christ Jesus. That's the real reason. And the masterwork and the work of art is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Created in Christ Jesus. And created in Christ Jesus happens. What happens? We are reborn from above. Spiritually transformed. Hallelujah. Renewed. Ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which He set. But first, it has to be faith in Jesus. And then you're born again. And then you're ready for works as a servant of the Lord, not for salvation. That comes by faith. But now, God has a will and purpose for each one of us. And that we are to serve Him. And whatever the Holy Spirit leads us is what will remain. Which God has prepared for us. Not ourselves, but Him. Beforehand, taking paths which He set. Taking the path of life. Going the way He's told us to go. So that we would walk in them. Living the good life, which He prearranged and made ready for us. Nothing catches God off guard. Nothing catches God off guard. Therefore, verse 11, remember that at one time you Gentiles, by birth, who are called uncircumcision, by those who call themselves circumcision, itself a mere mark, which is made in the flesh by human hands. Remember that at the time you were separated from Christ, excluded from any relationship with Him, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise. We weren't in a good place, were we? With no share in the sacred messianic promise. And without knowledge of God's agreement, having no hope in His promise and living in a world without God, that's a sad place. That's a dangerous place to be. But now, oh, hallelujah, there's one of them buts. But now, at this very moment in Christ Jesus, you who once were so very far away from God have been brought near. One way, by the blood of Christ. By the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, and our bond of unity. He who made both groups, Jews and Gentiles, into one body and broke down the barrier, the dividing wall, of the spiritual antagonism between us by abolishing in his own crucified flesh hostility caused by the law and with its commandments contained in ordinances, which he satisfied. Jesus has fulfilled the laws and the prophets, hallelujah, for us who could not. So that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thereby establishing peace with God, and that he might reconcile them, both Jew and Gentile, united in one body to God through the cross, thereby putting to death the hostility. And he came and preached the good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away, and peace to those Jews who were near. Isn't it interesting that the ones that were the nearest, they rejected him. And we as far away, many of us have received him. Now, there is some Messianic Jews for sure, but not in the nation of Israel as a whole. For it is through him that we both have a direct way of approach in one spirit to the Father by the mighty Holy Spirit. So then, oh, hear this, brothers and sisters. So then, you are no longer strangers, an alien, outsiders without rights of citizenship, but you are fellow citizens with the saints of God, with the saints, God's people, and are members of God's household. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't it exciting to know who you are? All people become part of God's eternal family and kingdom. Amen. Jews were near, and we Gentiles were far away, but through Christ, but through Christ, what he has done, he broke down all barriers. But you are fellow citizens with the saints, God's people, and are members of God's household forever. Amen. Amen. That's right, brother. That's exactly what happened. And even the religious leaders that were supposed to know, they were so caught up in their flesh and pride, just like Satan. He thought he knew it all. He thought he was greater. They thought they had a better way or plan, but they didn't. It's only God's way. All others lead to death and hell. It's out of mercy. Many are out there too. So we know this now. The Lord Jesus wants us to live the life he has made for us and given us by depending on him and abiding in him. So as we know whose we are, then we should live as our Heavenly Father wants us to live. Amen. Father, I pray that you make a way for our brothers and sisters to be able to stay in the chat room, Lord, that they in a place that they want to come together in fellowship and hear your word. We pray against the enemy in the name of Jesus and by the authority of your name, Lord Jesus, and pray for the connections and the computers to work and the phones and every way that people want to come and hear your word. We pray you make a way, Lord, where there is no way. We need that so much these days by all that we see going on. Yes, brother, it is. It's the same today. As you share that, I watched a movie the other night, me and my wife, and it blew me away. It was called In His Steps. And it was talking about a church that knew Christ from a human point of view, and they were going through the motions and how they were treating other people. You know, it was like they were in there and nobody else was to come in. A man comes out, a man that was struggling, dealing with terminal death, terminal disease. And they think, you know, his clothes are sort of messed up and he's sort of ragged and he's speaking out of, and boy, they all just, you know, the many of them that were, oh, get him out of here. And he's just asking the pastor a question. He's trying to ask the pastor a question. And the Holy Spirit showed up. And that pastor knew, oh, we've not been going the right way. And what they had to learn and understand, that it was all about Jesus and have a relationship with him. It was not about all the works and traditions and tithes and offerings and all the different things they were doing that they thought was what they were supposed to do. But it was to follow Jesus, the path that he took. And understand part of that path is standing for truth and righteousness and could face suffering. Jesus did. What about us? And then the Lord showed me something else. I never thought, why is there suffering? Why they're dying? Of course, because of sin and the fall and the curse of it. But what else? Of course, of the enemy and the God of this world, Satan. But what else? When the suffering happens, it reminds us of what Christ has done for us. That we see, when we see suffering, we know what he went through, even greater than anything we'll ever face, to bring redemption, to bring salvation, eternal life because of his love, and that we are to walk that path. But in the times we live, we are not alone. The Lord is with us, just like our brothers and sisters before us. How could they go into the Colosseum and be in the Colosseum or face everything they were faced? Because the world that hates, the world that wants the light to be shining, many of our brothers and sisters are dying. Many people are being tortured in prison. Many people are being mocked and abandoned by their own families and friends. But the Lord said it was going to happen. But he said, fear not, for I am with you. I have given you the Comforter. And he will sustain you. And brothers and sisters, that we count it all joy. We come into various trials and tests. You know, that is working out our faith and endurance. And when it's complete, the Lord will take us home. Praise his name. So you're right, Brother Andrew. There is a lot of people sort of like going through the motions. The only way that you know who Jesus really is the Father revealing him through the Holy Spirit. And those will be the ones that are really searching. Those are the ones that are saying, I can't do this. This can't be all. These people don't have the answers. There's something going on. I want to know. I want to know my God and Creator. I need help, Lord. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for the ones that are crying out, who are thirsty and hungry because of religion that wears you out and trying to keep you bound up and in control and fleece you and all those different things. Very shallow as we have people out there supposed to be. They're talking about making a decision. Oh, we're not going to let anybody in unless they have a passport. Are you kidding me? You're supposed to let all people come. It's not like a social club. It's coming to Jesus, and people need him. But I was hearing that today, talking about, are we going to let anybody in? What a question. Of course you better let them in if you're really God's pastor, if you're really God's people. God is greater. He's greater than anything that's going on in this world and anything we're facing. He watches over us. He protects us. Only thing he's asked us is to believe and trust him.
Believe and trust him and know that he can. But it's amazing that this is the place we're at. And only thing I can see is people in that place. Yes, Lord. The other thing I have to show and tell you is about what the Lord showed me about early in the week about the people and the ones that continue to put on these, put on these face coverings, ones that are going to get this poison, ones that are lining up with everything. And the Lord said, he asked me, do you know why, my son? Well, Lord, they said, I can see they're fearful. They're scared. Yes. He says, anything that's promoted by fear is not of me. They need to trust me and believe in me and turn away from the things of the world and turn to the living God. That's the place we're at, because that's what you have, because you have people fearing, because if you are not faith in Jesus and born again, then you fear death and you fear God's judgment, because he made us where we have this eternal wanting or knowing inside of every one of them. He made us. And that void has to be filled with him. There is no life without Jesus Christ. This life, or definitely the life to come. And that's, like I said, the Lord's been showing many things here lately that's, very powerful and just blow you away. So the next time you have any kind of rough time or suffering or you see it, understand that Jesus went through it for us so that we could live. Amen. That puts it in perspective, doesn't it? Well, anyway, those people, when they came together and the ones that really want to go on and follow the path in his steps, it changed. When they tried to do the things like God wanted them to, look out. Here they come out of the woodwork. Everything from mothers, how they were treating one that was treating her daughter, is angry and mean, a believer. And how another one was being treated as the editor and owner of a newspaper, and how his worker and some of the people there were treating him. It's just absolutely amazing, understand. When you stand for truth and you stand for a word or promise of God, you will be tested. And God will show himself strong. But that's part of our walk as believers. And that the Lord is with us through it all. And that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's helping us to grow and mature. But I sense more and more that it's leading us away from the things of this world and want to let go. Don't want any part of this world anymore. Want to go home to be with Jesus. But we wait and we look for his coming. And we serve him and keep sharing the truth as long as we're here. Amen. All right. Praise God. So that's a couple of things. It's by that one thing that Andrew said, the same today. That's right. As the Lord leads and he wants you to hear and others to hear. Amen. So many of this world and even believers said to say, had depended on man's way, which are really influenced by the fallen one, Satan. That's something else they need to remember. When you see the kind of things they're doing, what they are promoting, where do you think it's coming from? It's coming from their own nature. It's coming from their corrupted mind that only wants to take care of self. And don't care who they step on or who they hurt or kill, it seems. Because that's the nature of the fallen one. He hates all of God's created children. God have mercy. And that's who they're influenced by if they're not born again believers. But God is greater. God is greater. Really, I would say why we're still here. Because the Lord wants the world to see. The world wants to see the people who he's changed and who are real and who are not. The Lord wants to show the principalities and powers and Satan
who you are in him. And know what he has done. As even all the angels look to see what God has done with his created men and women that were sinful, and that he was so powerful that he's overcome all our sin and our fall and has brought us back to what he intended for each one of us. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. We are surely seeing the results of that, aren't we? Oh, yeah, we're seeing the results of fallen man's influence. God have mercy. But the Lord is watching over and protecting each one of us. He's able. Everything from governments in chaos to religious ways are a joke and full of man's way and point of view that points to him and his way and not God's true way, his son, Jesus Christ. That's definitely happening. We all have listened to the ways of men way too long, and God is waking all of us up. Are you listening? Or do we, or do we need another splash of living water in our face? Oh, hallelujah. Well, let it come, Lord. Let it come, right? I think we all need splashes of his living water daily. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! For such a time as this, to the times when this truth and word was inspired and written down so we can know and understand the real life God has for us, it is not all about us. It is all about him, Jesus Christ. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Think about it. Knowing you are a created person in the image of your Creator, do you think we need his wisdom and his influence to be what he intended us to be? Do you think he wants to be part of your life and that you know how you are to live and function? That he knew this so well that he personally becomes like us, to know us, to identify with us, and show us, and tell us his will and purpose for us. Amen? A lot of us there, right? So to live the life God has for us, there we go, more us, but that's good to be us instead of a them. So the life of God has for us, as intended for us, we have to depend upon him and not ourselves, this world and man. Amen? The other important truth is that we need a very personal relationship with him to abide in him, to believe, trust, and embrace our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Truly, for all of God's created children, this is the only one who can. The life that God has for you now and for all eternity, he's the only one. Amen? So first, we will seek, study, and learn about depending on him, Jesus Christ, not ourselves or man in his way. Amen? Definition of depend. Listen to this. To rely, place trust, usually followed by on or upon. To rely for support, maintenance, help. Listen to the example of this. Children, depend on their parents. So we clearly, by the very definition of this word and what it means for all us, I mean for us all believers in Jesus Christ, it is not in any way depends on us, but on Him. We as God's children truly depend on our Heavenly Father as Christ did as He lived and died. Amen? So now by His mighty word of truth. Psalm 71. Prayer for all of us. What for? Rescue! Hallelujah! Start out tonight with this, our prayer, knowing we depend upon and pray that we abide in Christ by the Holy Spirit in us. Amen. In You, O Lord, I have put my trust, in confidently taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In Your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline Your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge and a sheltering stronghold to which I may continually come. You have given me the commandment to save me, for You are my rock and fortress. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's our prayer for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Glory to God. Psalm 7, verse 10. My shield and my defense depend upon God. Who saves the upright in heart? Who is your shield in these dangerous days? Who is your defense? Is it really the armies of men and their weapons? Or is it your Heavenly Father who loves you, that He saved you, and that we depend upon Him for protection and not man's ways and weapons? Amen? No weapon formed against us will prosper, brothers and sisters. That is God's word, and He keeps it. Let's believe Him. Hosea 4:1. God has a controversy with Israel and the world too. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord has a legal case with the inhabitants of the land, worldwide now, because there is no faithfulness, no steadfast love, no dependability, or loyalty, or kindness, or knowledge of God from personal experience with Him in the land. That's a sad situation, isn't it? Not just Israel anymore, but the whole world, amen? What happened because of this? We are seeing daily in the world today. Let's look. Oh, the truth of God's mighty word. Hosea 4, 2 through 3. There is false swearing of oaths, deception, broken faith, murder, stealing, idolatry. They employed violence so that one act of bloodshed follows closely of another. God have mercy. Therefore, listen, therefore the land continually mourns. God's creation's mourning. What about all the rain? Is all the tears? And everyone who lives in it languishes in tragic suffering, together with the animals of the open country and the birds in the heavens, even the fish of the sea, what? Disappear. Is that happening? Oh, yeah. People's wondering why birds are falling out of the sky and all the whales are
are coming to ground, and dolphins and everything else, all kinds of animals, because it's sin. That's what's bringing it. They're trying to figure it out. They just need to see God's mighty word, understand what's happening. Oh, you want answers for the animals dying in droves? All kind of them? The answer is here in God's word. The reason it is because the nature of man sinned. This is what has brought these mass die-offs of God's created animals. Amen. These are the kind of things that happen because of sin and the curse of it. Not depending on the Lord God and our Savior, this is happening. And there's much more now. Let's add God's created children too. From the womb to the elderly and all in between surely tells us the time we are in this end of the world and God's final judgment for this terrible scourge of sin. The Lord will take care of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name forever. Micah 5, verse 10. And in that day, says the Lord, I will cut off your horses from among you and destroy your chariots on which you depend. You see, if you depend upon man and the fallen one, this is what you will face and will come upon you. Man's way and Satan's way will lead to destruction in hell. Amen. Matthew 19, verses 25 to 27. When the disciples heard this, they were completely astonished and bewildered, saying, then who can be saved from the wrath of God? You know, we always heard people just say saved. Do they really know what you're saved from? You're saved from the consequences of sin, which is eternal death. Because sin is a spiritual problem. You know, only the spiritual one, eternal one, can take care of. But Jesus looked at them and said, with people, with people's ways, with men's ways, as far as it depends on them, it is impossible. Uh-oh. But with God, all things are possible. But with God, all things are possible. With people, their ways, and not God's ways to salvation and life that God has for you. As it depends on them, it is impossible. But with God, all things in this life and the life to come are possible. Amen. Depend upon him. Amen. Glory to God. Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. Now, when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced and muzzled the Sadducees, they gathered together. He shut them down. God shut them down with truth. The Lord did. One of them, a lawyer, an expert in Mosaic law, asked Jesus a question to test him. Remember what the Lord Jesus told Satan? Don't test the Lord God. Don't put God to the test. Not a place to be. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied to him, you shall love the Lord God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. Your very self, your very being. Everything of who you are and that God made you. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is unselfish. Seek the best or higher good for others. Not to tear them down. Not to criticize them, judge them.
But you're supposed to look for the best and the higher good is what the Lord wants for them. The whole law and the writings of the prophets depend on these two commandments, and Christ fulfill them, glory to God. Fulfill them. So as we see this and know this, we surely see how much we depend on God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, amen? Because you're not able to do this without him, without the Holy Spirit in us. You're not. Not in spirit and truth. The other point I will point out to you, God's motivation. What is God's motivation? It is not legalism and the law, truly is it? There is something greater than all that, and it is God's, all that, and it is God's love. To love him and depend on him makes us be able to do the second commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. Amen? Luke 19:41-42. As he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it in the spiritual ignorance of its people, saying, if only you had known of this day of salvation. Even you, the things with peace, for peace, and on which peace depends, but now they have been hidden from your eyes. If only you knew, this is the day of salvation, this day and night, right now. Even each of you know the things which makes for peace, for each of you on which true peace depends. Again, for such a time as this, it will come to you only one way, faith alone in the Prince of the true peace, the eternal Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Look more at this. Philippians 3:4-7. Oh, thank you, Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always, the light. Take pleasure in him again. I say, rejoice. You have much to rejoice for. Salvation and eternal life, the blessing and favor of God. You are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Your glorious Savior and King is coming for you to take you home before judgment and wrath will be poured out on the world who rejects them. God have mercy. Let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, your unselfishness, your mercy, your tolerance, patience be known to all people. Five things there. Grace. The Lord is near. Oh, yeah, he's near. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus is what? Yours. Mine. Praise God. The Lord does not hold back gifts from his children. He loves you. He gives us what we need. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord always. Number one. Because rejoice in the Lord always. Number one. Delight. Take pleasure in him. Amen. Number two. Let your gentle spirit depend on him. Amen. Number three. Be known to all people around us wherever we are and go, that the Lord Jesus is near, and we depend on him now. Amen. Number four, and the peace of God, that peace which reassures your hearts and depends upon him, Jesus Christ. Amen. And number five, that peace which stands guard over your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. Amen. Praise God. Another beautiful picture of God's love, mercy, and grace toward us who depend on him right now. Amen. John 3, verse 21. But whoever practices truth and does what is right, morally, ethically, spiritually, comes to the light, so that his works may be plainly shown to be what they are, accomplished in God, divinely prompt, done with God's help and dependent on him. Boy, a lot of people have forgotten that, it seems. But whoever practices or a lifestyle of truth comes to the light, so by your works may be plainly shown to be what they truly are. And what are your works truly, are truly shown to be? Number one, accomplished in God, not ourselves, lest any foolish person boast. Amen. Number two, divinely prompt, not of man, but God. Amen. And number three, done with God's help. Amen. And number four, how is this all done? How is this all done in our life? Independence on him and not ourselves in man's foolish way. Amen. Praise God. Oh, Lord, your word is powerful tonight. Hallelujah. Romans 4, verse 16. Therefore, inheriting the promises, depends entirely on what? Faith. That is, confident trust in the unseen God. That's truth. In order that it may be given as an act of grace, his unmerited favor and mercy for doing that, so that the promise will be legally guaranteed to all the descendants of Abraham, not only for those Jewish believers who keep the law, but also for those Gentile believers who shared the faith of Abraham, who is a spiritual father of us all. So what depends on for our salvation and eternal life? To all of God's created children, Jew and Gentile, the promise and God's word of truth depends upon our personal faith in him and born again in his life and his power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. That's something to get excited about. Because it's true, and it's real, and it's already inside you. Hallelujah. You're alive by the life, character, and power of Almighty God. And you're alive forever, because that's what he says. It doesn't matter what man says. It matters what God says, and that's the only thing that matters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 9, verse 16. So then, God's choice is not dependent on human will. Oh, thank God for that. Nor of human effort, the totality of human striving, but on God, who shows mercy to whoever he chooses. It is his sovereign gift Oh, hallelujah. Not of ourselves, least anybody boast. It's God that's done all this for salvation, eternal life. He's the only one that could. None of the rest of us can handle it. Only him. Glory to God. Oh, brothers and sisters, be very thankful that our salvation in life does not depend on us or what we do except to believe and trust Jesus Christ and what he did and does that we could not is the greatest gift of love that your Heavenly Father can ever give you. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 12, verse 5. So we are many, are nevertheless just one body in Christ, and individually we are parts of one another, mutually dependent on each other. We, as a body of Christ, depend on each other, as each of us, and the body truly depends upon Christ in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Galatians 3, 1 through 5. Faith brings righteousness. Not work, but faith. I always did that number thing. Chapter number instead of a verse number. Oh, you foolish and thoughtless and superficial Galatians, who has bewitched you that you would act like this? To whom? Right before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was publicly betrayed as crucified in the gospel message? This is all I want to ask of you. This is what God wants to ask of you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit as a result of obeying the requirements of the law? Or was it the result of hearing the message of salvation and with faith believing it? Are you so foolish and senseless? Having begun your new life by faith, with the Spirit, are you now being perfected and reaching spiritual maturity by the flesh? That is, by your own works, efforts to keep the law? And it gets right to the heart of the matter. Sounds like the Lord, like he did when he was here on the earth too, because the Holy Spirit's in us. He's going to get right to the heart of the matter. He don't mess around. Have you suffered so many things and experienced so much all for nothing? If indeed it was all for nothing, so then, does he who supplies you with his marvelous Holy Spirit and works miracles among you do it as a result of the works of the law which you perform, or because you believe confidently in the message which you heard with faith? We pretty well know the answer, don't we? So who and what are you depending on right now for salvation, eternal life? Is it by your ways or even the law? Or is it by trusting Jesus Christ and depending upon him by his word, promises, and action to save you and give you the life God has for you and wants for you? I pray it is question two for everyone who listens to this message tonight or in the archive. Amen? Because that's the only way to life everlasting. Galatians 3, verse 17. Whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence on him, not man and not his way. Giving thanks to God, the Father through him. This is what the life of a believer is all about. Dependence on our Lord Jesus, just as the disciples did. The life we now live is dependent on him as we live and breathe, to follow him, serve him, obey him, for he knows what is right for us and best for us. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. That's for sure. Now we move on to abide in him. Did you know the only references for this are in the New Testament? The place we are now. Because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lives in each of us by his Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's look. John 16, 7 through 15. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, Standby, will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him, the Holy Spirit, to you, to be in close fellowship with you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world about the guilt of sin and the need of Savior. We don't save people. The Holy Spirit does. We're just messengers and servants. And about righteousness. And about judgment. And that's him pointing us to righteousness. About sin. And the true nature of it. Because they do not believe in me and my message and who Christ is and what he's done. You have to. You want to go to heaven? You have to. About righteousness, personal integrity, and godly character. Now, right here is the place of the Holy Spirit dealing with us as believers. Because I am going to my Father, and you no longer see me. About judgment, the certainty of it. Because the ruler of this world, Satan, has been judged and condemned. Oh, yeah, when he sinned, he was judged and condemned. I mean, the consequences of sin, just like he told Adam and Eve, the Lord told Adam and Eve, same thing with the devil. You're condemned in death and hell forever. God have mercy. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear to hear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, praise God, he's here now, he will guide you into all truth, full and complete truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father. Just like the Son, the Holy Spirit comes like a servant. Just like a servant of Christ was to the Father, the Holy Spirit now is doing the will and purpose of the Father through what Jesus has done and his word, and this is what he does. The message regarding the Son. And he will disclose to you what is to come in the future. You're not going to be caught off guard. He's going to tell us. He will glorify and honor me because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and disclose it to you. Amen. He has. He's been doing a lot lately. All things that the Father has are mine because he's the heir. He's a glorious king and son of God. But here's the good news. You, born-again believers, are joint heirs with Christ. Glory to God. Because of this I said that he, the Spirit, will take from what is mine and reveal it to you. Everything you see and hear about him, the Holy Spirit, is just like our loving Father and our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. Excuse me. There we go. Make it through. It is the very nature and way. They give everything we need in our life now to live as he wants us to live. We know and understand that we depend upon him. And when the Holy Spirit did come, then we will abide in him, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, the definition of abide, to remain, continue, stay, to have one's abode, dwell, reside, again, so powerful, because it clearly tells us and shows us this wonderful way in truth. The example is like a prayer. Abide with me, Lord Jesus. Amen. By his word of truth, he has promised this. Let's look. Hebrews 13:5-6. Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money. Shun greed. Be financial, ethical. Being content with what you have. For he has said, I will never under any circumstances desert you, nor give you up or leave you without support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Nothing greater than God, that's for sure. For such a time as this, this change of Savior, Jesus Christ, is with you forever. Even all we go through or face in this life and world, no, he is always with you. Whatever man tries to do to you or Satan, the Lord is your helper in time of need. We will not be afraid, amen? Now, by his living word about abide. John 8:31. This truth about depending and abiding in Christ will make you free, because it's not on your shoulders no more. He took it for you, and he loves you, and he'll never abandon you. He's with you. He doesn't lie to you. He is not like man that lies. So Jesus was saying to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, continually obeying my teaching, and living in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciples. Think about it. What is our Savior really saying and commanding? If you abide in me, I am the living word of God. To live the way my Father wants each of you to live, my beloved sons and daughters. Amen. John 15:4. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit by itself without remaining in the vine, neither can you bear fruit, producing evidence of your faith, unless you remain in me. He tells us in the next chapter, as we have read already, faith alone in him brings the one we need to be able to do this forever. Amen. The mighty Holy Spirit. The life-giving Spirit of God, the living water that never goes dry, but continually flows in us who abide in him. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 11. For if the law which fades away came with glory, how much more must the gospel, which remains and is permanent, abide in glory and splendor? Hallelujah. For the law and the ways of religion and man fades away, because these are ways are temporal. How much more must the gospel of God's grace through his Son, Jesus Christ, which remains in its permanent abiding glory and splendor, amen, answer forever, forever and ever. Hallelujah. 1 John 3, 5 through 7. You know that he appeared in visible form as a man in order to take away sin. And in him, there is absolutely no sin. He took our sins, every one of us, for he has neither the sin nature, nor he has committed sin or acts worthy of blame. He took ours. No one who abides in him, who remains united in fellowship with him, deliberately, knowingly, and habitually practices sin. No one who habitually sins has seen him or known him. That means a lifestyle, brothers and sisters. That means the old way of living. We have a new way of living. And we still do it as flesh. Understand that. Perfect in this flesh. Christ makes us perfect in faith, in right standing with the Father. That's what matters. He makes us who we are. And I have good news for that. On the day of redemption, the final consequences of sin and flesh will be taken care of. Hallelujah. And you will be resurrected and glorified, and you will be like your Savior and glorious King. Hallelujah forever. It will be fulfilled. It will be fulfilled in real. Glory to God. Little children, believers, dear ones, remember, we're God's children. Do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who practices righteousness, the one who strives to live consistently honorable life in private as well as in public and to conform to God's precepts is righteous, just as he is righteous. No one who abides to remain and continue to stay and to have one's abode dwell and reside in him, Jesus Christ, deliberately, habitually practices wherever that's at. If that's in the flesh or if it's your religious way or whatever it is. Why, brothers and sisters? Why? Because by abiding in him, then he makes you like him forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To conform to him, the living word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit is righteous, just as he is righteous. Hallelujah. Know who you are in Christ, glory to God. How he who has made you the righteousness of God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Where would we be without Jesus? We'd be in a hell of a mess. That's for sure. John 3, verse 24. Hallelujah to his name, his powerful word coming forth. The one who habitually keeps his commandments, obeying his word and following his precepts, abides and remains in him, and he in him. By this we know and have the proof that he really abides in us. By the Spirit whom he has given us as a gift. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you. When God gives a gift, he gives great, eternal gifts. The one who habitually keep his word and commandments, number one, abides and remains in him. Amen. Number two, he and each of you by the mighty Holy Spirit. Amen. And number three, we have proof that he really abides in us. What is the proof? By the Spirit whom he has given us as a gift. Amen. Not by power, not by work, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. This is what our resurrected Savior told us. Let's look. Oh, hallelujah. Hear what he was saying before he was ascending and the church was being born. 1:4-5. While being together and eating with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait. But to wait for what the Father had promised. Sort of like we're doing right now for such a time as this. Here we are doing what they were doing. Of which he said, you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water. But you will be baptized and empowered and united the Holy Spirit not long from now. Hallelujah. He came. Glory to God. He's here now. The Father has promised that all who believe in me and trust me and abide in me will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. His word is truth, and he keeps his promises. 1 John 4:12. No one has seen God at any time. But if we love one another with unselfish concern, God abides in us. And his love, that love is his essence, abides in us and is completed and perfected in us. Isn't that amazing? To understand what God does is perfect in forever, eternal, because that's who he is. So many people have missed that. They think that stumbling mess up, I'm going to lose my salvation. Well, it ain't yours to lose anyway. It's God. And he ain't going to lose you. He's got a firm grip on you forever because he loves you. Don't listen to man and their foolish ideas. Trust the Lord God and know he's got it all taken care of. Jesus said it's finished. Oh, the people miss that. Because the only way you know that is by the Holy Spirit. The ones that are trying to say, oh, you got to do this, do that, say, or oh, you're going to lose it all, because they're doing it in their flesh. They're doing it because that's what men want to do, earn it, deserve it, try to fix it. Well, God says, nope, that's not the way. I've told you to believe and trust my Son, and then the only way you can come to God is humble and understand that you're helpless and you need a Savior. That's the difference. So when you hear people saying that, anything by works and tradition and certain kind of steps and all that, get away, because I don't believe they're hearing the Holy Spirit, because he's going to share the truth about believing, trusting, and embracing the Son of God for salvation and life. Not that other mess. God have mercy. It's coming clear, very clear these days. God abides in us, and his love, his essence, abides in us, is completed and perfected in us. That's the truth of the Word of God. There it is. Hallelujah. He makes us who we are. 1 John 4:12. Powerful, powerful word. Question. Oh, hallelujah. I like it. Yeah, the Lord leads me. So. Question. How did this happen or come to us? Let's look. Oh, more truth about what God's done. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Fear not, brothers and sisters.
God is taking care of it. You do not fear his judgment. You do not fear death because our God is greater than death. And that we don't face judgment because he took our judgment for us, for our sin, and he washed it away with his blood spilled out at that cross. Hallelujah. The eternal one did it, glory to God. What would have to be accepted by the Father is the blood of his Son. The only that was perfect. That's it. Nothing else. God have mercy. Romans 5, 1 through 4. If people just read and study the word and ask the Holy Spirit to guide them, they would know this truth. And they need to before it's too late. People don't realize you're only one breath from eternity. What kind of world, dangerous world are we in these days? Oh, are you ready? Are you ready for the Lord to come? Are you ready to face him one breath from eternity? Romans 5, 1 through 4. Therefore, since we have been justified, there you go, justified, what is justified? That is, acquitted of sin. Oh, hallelujah, you've been acquitted. Found not guilty. Declared blameless before God. By faith, let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God. Thank God for that, right? And the joy of reconciliation with him, that we have been brought back together, his children and the Father, through his Son, Jesus. We were alienated. We were far away, and the Lord has brought us back. Hallelujah. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, through him, we also have access by faith into this remarkable state of grace in which we firmly, safely, and securely stand. Oh, hallelujah. Let us rejoice in our hope, in confident assurance, experiencing and enjoying the glory of our great God, the manifestation of his excellence and power. And not only this, but with joy, let us exalt in our suffering. In our suffering. You know what part of that suffering is, brothers and sisters? It's being born again and still living in this world. That is suffering that I'm ready to go. I'm tired of this place. But the Lord lives, and he went through the trials and tests, and he went through the sufferings and even death. Who are we or not to? Hallelujah. And us, in the times we lived, it might not even be physical death, but we were to die to self. I am crucified with Christ, that we identify for what he did and who he is. And he's telling us, you are crucified with me with what I have done, yet you live. Not myself anymore, but Christ in me. That's real life. That's real life that people, many don't realize and know. Oh, but they will. Every one of them will be told one way or another. I guarantee you that's how God is. They will know. There will be no excuses. There will be no excuses. And not only this, but with joy, let us exalt in our suffering. Rejoice in our hardship, knowing that hardship, distress, pressure, trouble produces patience and endurance. One thing it seems like, more if I've been seen, and it brings out a lot of, most of the time, the better in people of helping one another. Now, of course, there's others that in their evil, sinful flesh take advantage of people and steal and rob, but there's others that care about one another and care about their fellow neighbors and things. I've seen that. I've seen people go out of the way. I saw a story when the rains came in on Ida where a pastor pulled over and was trying to save a person because the water was rising so fast. Didn't make it, but he was trying. I don't know why the person, you know, you go in the places they tell you not to, but that's something. Pulling over and with his family and taking, you know, and thinking in a place that risking, but he was concerned about that life. And I heard other stories and other things of other people helping others. It brings out the hardships, the stress and pressure and trouble
produces endurance. And endurance, proven character, spiritual maturity. For the proven character, hope and confident assurance of eternal salvation. That's what it all brings. Our faith. Praise God. All this is happening for us who believe, trust, and embrace our Savior, Jesus Christ, because the love the Father has given us through who? Verse 5 says, the way we abide in him now. Amen. Romans 5:5. Hallelujah. Such hope. We have hope when many in the world do not have hope, but we have hope. And I pray that they see it in us and they go, how can you have such hope? Because of God. In God's promises. Not man, but God. Never disappoints us. Because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Hallelujah. That's the truth of God's word. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Father, for your love. And we can abide in your Son, Jesus Christ, because of the promise given to us, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 John 4, whoever confesses and acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. That you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that you know that he's the anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ. Because when you do that, then you will know personally who he is and has done for you personally in your life and heart. Amen? So praise God. As we live and breathe right now, we as born-again believers in Christ, we do know who we are right now because of whose we are. We are God's eternal children by faith alone in his Son, Jesus Christ, and born again by the Holy Spirit. As we know this, and as we live and breathe, now we are very dependent on him. Actually, you are not even really living without him. Jesus Christ and who? We, who are born again believers, depend on him. We are not to live the old ways of the flesh, depending on ourselves and the ways of Satan and men that say it is all about you and this world now. Well, as we see and hear now, how is that working out for you? Let me say it again. Well, as we see and hear now, how is that working out for you? Not good at all. In fact, it is failing. Know this, not just for this temporal life now, but the ways of self-reliance and man's and Satan's ways leads to destruction and hell forever. A lot of people don't get a hold of that, but they need to. You see, you cannot really live the life the one who created you wants you to really have without him in your life right now. You and me depend upon him to be able to live the life that our God and Creator wants for us. It all starts by not depending upon yourself and the ways of the flesh and sin, but that we believe and trust and embrace him to take away this kind of life and give us the life of God, the Father wants for us, which is eternal life. So, we depend upon him to be saved from the life that will lead to death and hell, and receive from him the life he wants for us now and forever, eternal life. Amen. Now that's good news. That's eternal good news. I pray we all know who we are right now because of whose we are for all eternity. And now we all know we depend upon him right now for the life and will and purpose he has for us who love him and trust him and serve him and walk in his steps now to abide in him, because he does abide in us right now by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I finished this study and lesson about depending on him, Jesus Christ, and know we do abide in, because he lives in us by our faith in him and born again by the Holy Spirit. God, eternal children. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful. Oh, yes, he is. He is reliable. Praise God. Trustworthy. Hallelujah. And ever true to his promise. He can be depended on. Amen. And through him, you are called into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And ever true to his promise, he can be depended upon. Man will fail you in all the ways, men, in all the ways, men. But God can be depended on, and we have to live the life now and abide in him. To live the life, excuse me, I don't want to say. But God can be depended on, and we live the life now and abide in him. Amen. 1 John 4, verse 16. We have to come to know by personal observance and experience, and have to believe and have believed with deep, consistent faith the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides continually in him or her. Thank you, Father. You have made it possible because you are the only one who could, that we depend upon you through our faith in your Son, Jesus, now and forever. That you, Father, your very essence and life is love. We who abide in love abide in you, Father, and by your Holy Spirit, you're able continually in us now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We depend and abide in our glorious Savior and King. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Sing it from your hearts, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Glory. Let the anointing flow. My waking breath, for my daily bread, I depend on you. I depend on you for the sun to rise, for my sleep at night. I depend on you, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the well that never runs dry. I am the branch. You are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Where the Spirit leads as I'm falling, I depend on you. Yes, Lord, I depend on you for the victory still in front of me.
Yes!
I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the well that never runs dry. I am the branch, and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. You are my strength, my song in the night. Be all my treasure, my pride. I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
I pass through death as I enter rest. I depend on you as I depend on you for eternal life to be raised with Christ. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you, Lord. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the well that never runs dry. I am the branch. You are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. My strength, my song in the night. Be all my treasure, my pride. I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Hallelujah. Oh. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Teach us to abide. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Here I am, Lord.
To teach me to abide.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Teach me. Teach me. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We depend on you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I depend on you. I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. I depend on you. I depend on you. Ooh.
We thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Teach us to depend and abide, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, brothers.
Amen, brother.
That's a powerful song. It's one verse there. At first I thought he was talking about when you pass your physical life to death. But listen to these words. When I pass through death, as I enter rest. We do that, brothers and sisters, when we die to self. I depend on you. I depend on you for eternal life, to be raised with Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. Whoever believes in me, even if you physically die, you shall live. But we as born and men believers, we have died to old self and raised up in Christ. Remember, the Lord said that you're already resurrected because you have the life of God in you. But when it's fulfilled and complete, it'll be resurrected, a new glorified body as our Savior before us. Went victorious over the fallen one and all of his evil ways and nature for each one who believe and trust him. But he did it for all of his children. All God loves his children. But God has made it that each of us personally have to know and believe for ourselves. That's how God's done it. That's how the way it is. When the Lord was here, when he came to be witness to the truth and to come to set people free, many times it was one-on-one. It was one-on-one for the people, for the ones especially that were spoken about in the Word by their step of faith, by reaching out, believing and knowing that he was the Son of God, that he was the Savior, that he was the Messiah for Israel. And they knew that they had to reach out to him. And he saw that. And he saw it in our lives and hearts too, brothers and sisters. Praise his name forever. And we understand how we are to live. It's not by sight. And we see this world falling apart and everything changing and everything else. But with your eyes of faith, you see God's kingdom in the spiritual realm, greater than anything in this world, and that who he is and what he has done, and he calls you special because you believe and trust him, and that you understand that his children, we depend upon him, and that we are to abide in him, and he's really made it easy because he's given us his Holy Spirit, the lifeline and connection between us and the Father and our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? So, when I pass through death as I enter into rest, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Either physical death or dying to self. As believers, hallelujah. Or it could both be both, but many has believed for such a time as we've been raised up, God has us here to see his coming, to be a witness to it, to be living as he comes. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, he's made that possible in many different ways, I'm sure, in each one of our lives and all that's going on and what we've gone through, that we're still here. But we trust him. You know, by the word of God, as Paul said, and all that they were facing, to live as Christ and to die as gain. Well, I was hearing today one of the missionaries or ones that help in Afghanistan. These people call themselves such religious great, but they're evil. They really are the religion of Satan, honestly, because they're the ones that steal, kill, and destroy. That many of our brothers and sisters are dying in groups, 30 to 40 at a time. But they will be absent from the body into the presence of the Lord. And I'm sure their witness and the shine, I mean, the glory of God shined from them as they took their last breath. But they were ready. And that's what every one of us got to be ready in the days we live. And that's why it's so important to know Christ and to know him crucified, raised up again. Thank God. Everybody hear it up, but we share it so others can hear it too. And to share it, the words and the message as the Holy Spirit reveals. Because he is the only answer. Everything else will fail. It's only Jesus. Jesus, only Jesus. Amen. Well, praise God. The other thing tonight the Lord wanted us to do is to proclaim. We as believers, born-again believers, who do we believe in and what we believe in? Amen. Oh, glory to his name. This I believe. Hallelujah. Very powerful song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. This is what we believe, brothers and sisters. Proclaim it.
Father, everlasting, created one, God Almighty, through the Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. What we believe from our life and heart, brothers and sisters, what God has made us, our judge and our defender, suffered and crucified, forgiveness is in you. Hallelujah. Yes. Descended into darkness, he rose in glorious light. Forever seated high, high. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. Hallelujah. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe in you. I believe those again. Yes, Lord. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Leave, heavily in that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. In life eternal, I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Name above all names. Singing now. Praising. Believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection that will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Worship you, Jesus. Glorious one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Name above all names. Glorious one. King of glory that's coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue to worship and praise him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Amen. Yes, forever. Amen.
be the glory. Amen. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be the glory. God be the glory. Things you have done, great things. Be the glory. God be the glory. You have done great things. For you have done great things. See the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 No one. Amen. Hey, man. That's it. That's the answer. Hallelujah. Who can compare to the Lord Almighty? No one. Not to our God and our King. Amen. Well, praise God. Looks like many people needed to leave or still having trouble getting in and out. I see Brother Andrew had to leave. Bless him and hallelujah. All right, ladies. Looks like this is you and me now. And going into the prayer request and share one more song of excitement for us as believers. And drum beat of warning to ones that need to come to Christ. I would ask you to continue to pray for Pastor Victor and our church now that we're going to, Calvary Fellowship here in Dublin, Texas, Calvary Fellowship. Pray for, we prayed for healing and he is healed. Praise God. God has touched him. I prayed, was two Wednesdays ago and he was really down and we prayed and the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. He started praying and worshiping, and it just started lifting. Hallelujah. Our God is able. Praise the name of the Lord. He can renew us and strengthen us. He is our creator. He knows us inside and out. Amen. That we could prayed for Darren, and he had his grandfather. Let me tell you a testimony about him real quick. Grandfather, been a man that was healthy for years and hadn't been to a doctor or hospital, I think he said 40 years or something like that. And then the family pushed and pushed him to take the jab. And you know what happened, brother, sister? All of a sudden he comes down with lung cancer and he's gone. Lung cancer. And he's gone. That's how serious and evil this thing is. You know, sometimes don't totally understand, but yeah, he was doing fine until he took this thing. So anyway, it was good in that he, you know, tried to share with his family, and they still need Jesus too. So many of our families and friends really do. We prayed for my niece Kayla and her son. They're doing better and recovering. The Lord is doing special, and the things she's saying, God has touched. Has touched her heart. God has touched her heart. Continue to pray for Will and his family in peace and comfort. Hallelujah, for healing, and the Lord did answer those prayers. We had prayed for Colton, and, you know, we prayed for him and hope the best, and his eyes would open. Him and his father, they were a couple of men that goes to the church were sitting there pushing the jab. Said, oh, you need this. You need this. And to Darren, the younger man, and he goes, no, no, I'm trusting the Lord. I don't need this. And like I told you earlier, when God says something promotes fear, it ain't no good. When man touches it, and probably like Brother Elby has shown things of the enemy, you don't want any part of it. Now, we as believers, the Lord can watch over and protect. But we got to be wise and discerning in the times and trust him. Where's our faith? Amen. So, we pray for him. He had a loved one, and I guess, it, you know, try to bring thinking this is the answer. It's not. It's just, they're just spreading it more. Continue to pray for John, and I think we have somebody else named Tony from the church that needs healing and are dealing with this mess. And Lord have mercy in the hospital, and another man that my son told me about on the ventilator. That ain't a good place to be, a ventilator. That definitely has to be a miracle of God to get through there. We pray for Jeremy to trust the Lord in what he's going through and facing. His son is going to have a job, and now they're trying to push, oh, you're going to have the jab if you want to work. Well, God can provide, or God can give you an idea how to, you know, have a business or whatever. The Lord is able. If he has to have birds bring you food, he can do that too. Or angels. Yes, he can. Pray against Satan's evil agenda. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests, lady, before we go to Lord in prayer? Praise God that all that the Lord's doing in the times we're living. It's so exciting what he's revealing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'll give y'all a minute or two. Okay. Amen. All right. Pray against Satan's evil agenda. Amen. That's for sure. All right. Anything? All right. We'll trust the Lord. Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. We thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. We thank you for the comfort and joy you bring to our lives. We thank you for everything that you're doing within our lives. There's a lot of things we don't understand and all that we're going through, that you're with us, Lord, and that you're with us through it all, and that you've gone through everything that we'll face, so you understand what we're going through, and that we understand how much we need you, Lord, to depend upon and abide in you, and turn away from this world and the things of this world, and turn to you, and to look to the heavenly things of heaven. And we pray for all these different prayer requests and each person here, and that you know their life and their hearts, and you know what they need and when they need it, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus, the ones that need healing, that you would touch and heal them in the mighty name of Jesus, and that you're able. Father, that we pray against the enemy and all of his evil agenda. And praise God, I know that the restrainer is restraining right now. And he can't do no more than that what's allowed in the times that we live, that you said would happen by the prophetic word. Lord, we pray for our families and our friends and loved ones. And we pray that each one would draw closer to you and know you. We thank you, Father, for this night and your word that is bringing the truth and showing us who we are because of whose we are and how we are to live. Thank you, Lord, for the peace and joy that you have given us. We thank you for what you're doing with each of us in our lives as we live now, and that we would serve and honor you and get excited about your coming, and that you will take us home by your word and by the promises you have given us, the blessed hope. Lord, we just thank you for everything of your love, and pray to help us to love one another and to pray and support one another and be there the best we can. And I pray that it encourages and refreshes and gives us comfort and hope. And even, Lord, in the place of admonishment sometimes that we need. But, Lord, it's all about you and what you've done in our lives. We thank you how you answer our prayers and you know our hearts. We're very grateful that we can come together in your mighty name. And we thank you for each one here and bless each one. Thank you for all at the Lord's Hour and all that serve here. Lord, we depend upon you and that you will teach us how to abide in you by the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we give you glory and honor and praise, Lord, and thank you for this night. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. So that, brothers and sisters, that this is an encouraging word and song as we finish up tonight is about what the Lord is getting ready to do. Hallelujah, praise his name. And that, like I said, it's exciting for us as believers. And as you hear the drum, it's a wake-up call to all of God's created children and the people of this world without Jesus. Awake. Hallelujah.
Higher, higher, higher. We'll rise, rise. Darkness can't stand higher. Brighter, brighter.
Hallelujah. When the trumpet jumps its sound and the four winds blow, we will be the ones found looking up, ready to go. In the twinkling of an eye, we will be raised high. Every heart beating in time with an all night. Awake, awake, sleeping giant. Open up your eyes. It's time to rise and shine. Awake, awake, sleeping giant. Open up your eyes. It's time. Dry bones come alive.
Revive, revive, breath, breath you higher, power, power. Revive, revive, hear his voice in me, hour, hour, hour.
Hallelujah. When you hear the trumpet sound and the four winds blow, we will be the ones found looking up to go. In the twinkling of an eye, we will be raised high. Every heart beating in time with an all night. Awake, awake, sleeping giant. Oh, open up your eyes. It's time to rise and shine. Awake, awake, sleeping giant. Open your eyes. It's time. Dry bones come alive.
Holy, holy is the one who was and is to come. Holy, 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 holy is the one who was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy. Wait. When you hear the trumpet sound and the four winds blow, we will be the ones found looking up, ready to go. In the twinkling of an eye, we will be raised high, every heart beating with an unnigh glorified. Wake up the sleeping giant, up your fair eyes. It's time to rise and shine. Amen. Awake, sleeping giant. Open your eyes. It's time. Dry bones come alive. Go awake, sleeping giant. Open your eyes. It's time to rise and shine. Awake, open your eyes. Dry bones alive. Amen. Glory. Hear the heartbeat. Hallelujah. Glory. From dry bones in this physical body, we'll be raised up to the life of God. Eternal life. Resurrected and glorified. That's exciting, brothers, sisters, or sisters right now. Praise God. Bless each one of you. All the men left, I hope, you know, had something to do, or I just pray that God made a way, but we thank God for each one of them and you too. Thank God for godly women. Where would we be without you? Tremendous. A lot of the devotions and things I hear from women now that are very powerful. And we're very grateful because we're all in Christ. We're all in Christ's family. And we're very grateful for one another. Well, praise God, brothers and sisters, that hope and pray that, you know, Sis Jeanette will be back and that it won't just be me. It's very good that she's here with her anointed voice. But I know the Lord, you know, he has certain things happening. It sure is a great picture of understanding that her son's getting married, and it's all talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb. And when the bride is with our glorious Savior and King, the bridegroom, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, what a glorious day that will be, brothers and sisters. It'll be beyond compared to anything of this world and life. And we thank God for it. Hallelujah. Well, bless each one. And I thank God for each one of you and say shalom and good night. Understand that to live the life now and the life to come, we are to depend upon him and abide in him by the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, ladies, y'all have a great night and weekend. We're very grateful for y'all. And we say shalom and good night. Amen. Shalom, good night.